When my dad died, he had been at it a long time. He dealt with heart problems for years, alternating between heart attacks and bypass surgeries and angioplasties, and then back again, back and forth, for a long time. Then finally, in 2001, his doctor told him that his arteries were clogging up yet again, but by this time there was nothing more that anyone could do, and my dad would live out his final days, which it seemed would be a few. But then, he didn't die. And month after month, he didn't die. And the months turned into years. He signed up for a home hospice care, but he was so bad at dying that after a while he became the record holder for length of time in the program. He was in hospice care for so long, the organization thought he might outlive all of them. They'd go out of business, and my dad would still be reminding everyone that he was dying whenever he wanted them to do something for him that they didn't want to do. But I'm dying. But then the day finally came in 2005 when he was nearing the end, and there would be no bouncing back this time. And I flew back home to be with him. A couple of days before he died, he decided, it's time to get out of bed. Okay? That would be my dad. I'm just about dead, but it's time to get out of bed. Okay? By this time, the muscles in his legs had weakened during his prolonged decline until they were like toothpicks. They were thinner than you can imagine, his strength having drained away like juice squeezed from an orange. But it didn't matter to him. He wanted help so that he could sit up on the edge of his bed. So my sister and I pulled back his blanket. We pivoted him up and helped him to balance on the corner of his mattress. And after a few moments, Dad said, "Well, I want to get up on my feet." And Mary and I gave each other a look that said, "Well, this is going to be interesting." And then, grasping his arms, we pulled him into a standing position and we held him there for a few moments, his weight supported by the grip that we had on him, his balance dependent on ours. And then we slowly eased him gently back down onto the bed. And he thought for a moment as he sat there. And then in his fading voice pronounced his assessment. "I think I'm getting stronger." It was so absurd, it was hard not to laugh. He wasn't getting any stronger. Of course he wasn't. He was weaker. But I mean, who are we to argue, right? The next day, Mary's daughter, Missy, my niece, came by for a visit. As he neared his final hours, we all sought to assure my dad of our love and encourage him in the journey he was undertaking, because no one wanted to hold on to him for our own sake. "Grandpa," Missy said, "it's okay to go to heaven. You can go." "Now?" my dad asked. "Well, yeah, now," Missy said. "Okay." A few minutes later, sitting beside him as he lay quietly in his bed, she repeated her encouragement, "Grandpa, it's okay. You can go to heaven." "I am," he replied. "Can't you see my feet?" My dad was on his way home. Couldn't we see his feet? My mom went into the bedroom that night to find Dad with his arms outstretched toward the ceiling and his scrawny legs partway out of bed. You could say, I suppose, that he was confused and thought it was morning and time to get up. But I think he was reaching for a truer morning that for him was just beginning to break. An eternal dawn towards which he had been traveling for 79 years. And I am certain that he was taking his last stumbling steps into heaven so that he could fall weary but home at last into the arms of his Father God. He died that evening. No wonder it took my dad so long to get to heaven. He walked the whole way. Today is All Saints Sunday, as you've heard us mention. It's a day set aside in the church here to remember and celebrate those who have completed their journey ahead of us. Now, the word saint is simply a New Testament synonym for the baptized faithful, for those who know themselves to be marked with the cross of Christ. We're all saints, made that way not by the goodness of our character or the strength of our efforts, but by the waters of God's baptismal claim, that bad or good, we would be His. Saints with dirt under our fingernails, saints with failures in our past and in our present day a sometimes unsteady faith, saints awaiting a homecoming. Saints are people who are on a journey toward home, and some of them have arrived ahead of us. And some walk beside us on our way. Take a moment right now. Look to your left and right. Do it. Say hi. Hi. Those are your traveling companions, you know. And then some are just beginning their journey. And you and I, see, we stand linked with all of them from every time and every place, from Abraham to Moses to Luther to Mother Teresa to my great-grandpa Emil to my mom to my dad, a great cloud of witnesses, as chapter 12, verse 1 of our reading this morning describes it, in what to me is one of the most moving images of all the Bible, this great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us. And that's what All Sunday is. And that's what All Sunday is about. All Saints Sunday is about. It's a Sunday to recognize that we're not home yet. And that the longing we feel in our lives, that sense that we're missing something that we can't quite identify, that we so often mistakenly fill with other things, it's really just a longing for home. And it's a reminder that we never make that journey by ourselves. Now you begin to realize just how important home is when you find yourself missing one. As you know, my home is in limbo these days. I remain here with you. The Gaudiosos, in an act more than generous, have agreed to put me up, or maybe more accurately, put up with me, even while Barbie is in Seattle, a place that is not yet my home. But it will be one day. And while I am happy to be here, I also long to be there. And so right now, I find myself in some ways missing home. And that, I think, captures exactly what Hebrews is talking about today. And I've learned over these last few months that home is much more about a person than a place. You are my home, I tell Barbie when we're apart. My home is wherever you are. To be truly home is about looking into eyes that show love and acceptance back to me, about hearing my name called by a voice that is both familiar to me and to whom I am cherished, about arms that embrace me and love that surrounds me and faithfulness that assures me and a heart whose dreams I share. It's someone you believe in, to whom you trust yourself. It's where your heart returns when you've been bruised in a rough and tumble world, around the corner or 1,000 miles away, down the corridor of your heart or just beyond the horizon of your dreams. Maybe that's what Jesus meant when he so often said that he was going to his Father. He didn't really talk so much about going back to heaven as he talked about going back to his dad. I suppose he might have been thinking about the line in the Psalms that says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. And while home in heaven is where we're headed to be with our Father, and though we have not yet fully arrived, the closest we come to home on this side of heaven is being where Jesus is. And one of the places Jesus is, by his promise, is right here, in the worshiping community of faith, right here among us, right here, where we can hold him and taste him in the bread and the wine and his body and his blood, and feel his arms around us in the embrace of our friends and and our faith family. That's where he can be found all the time. And it's then that you come closest to being truly home, the home that all your other homes have only hinted at all these years. So Hebrews reminds us that we're on a journey. It's the nature of the Christian life that it takes place on the road. We are traveling home. In the verses from this section that we didn't actually read this morning, the author lists some of the great heroes and heroines of the Bible, beginning with Abel, down through Abraham and Rahab. And he notes that they all had one thing in common. These all died in faith, he writes, not having received what was promised, but having seen it and greeted it from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. And until we get there, says verse 16, we are to some degree like strangers and foreigners on earth, longing for home. And that word longing comes from the same root word in Greek as the word long, as in a long time or a long way, or also the word belong. So when we say that we long for something, what we're really saying at its deepest sense is that we're yearning for a long time for something that's a long way off, something we belong to and belong to us. So Hebrews reminds us that we live in the meantime. We're on the road, but we're not home yet. And that ache we sometimes feel in our heart, that's homesickness. All Saints Sunday points us not only toward our heavenly home, but reminds us that we are a part of a company of believers, that we never have to walk this path by ourselves, that there are all those who have gone before us as well as those who walk beside us to cheer us on, a great cloud of witnesses. Knowing that you have a home that awaits you is what makes it possible to love the journey, even the parts of the journey that seem hard and frustrating and unappealing. Now, a journey can be wonderful. You know me. You know I love to drive long distances. You know I love to travel. A journey to me is to be savored, but mostly because you know that in the end, you get to go home. Without that, it dissolves into little more than just aimless wandering from here to there. Recognizing that you're ultimately on the way home makes each moment of the journey matter. And it's the nature of the thing, I suppose, that all the twists and turns and hurts and disappointments along the way are at least a part of what makes the arrival at home so sweet. Most of us are stumbling and fumbling our way home. It doesn't come easy, does it? It's often indirect and filled with challenges and roadblocks. Along the way, we get sidetracked and delayed and propositioned by the world. We alternate between being terrified that maybe we'll never get there and forgetting entirely where we were headed in the first place. We confuse enjoying the journey with falling so in love with the road that we begin to think that the road is our home. But it's not. And some of us are tormented our whole life long because we've never felt we had a true home. And the most we can manage is to cling to a dream of a home that we're still looking for. And maybe that's the cramping we all feel in our soul from time to time. I think the journey home is the longest journey of all, and I believe that the culmination of that journey is to be with Jesus in his Father's house, in the place he promised to prepare for me, where everything finally comes clear, and I'm finally complete and whole like I've always wished I could be but have never quite fully experienced. That's what gives my journey hope, and hope is what makes the passage possible. That and the fact that in some mysterious way, the one to whom I journey is at the same time the one who travels with me. That means that even as you make your way toward home, you also take it with you. For the Lord is both the home to which you travel, and He is your home along the way. You never make the journey by yourself. You have never been alone. All Saints' Day reminds us that this is not our home. But maybe you can see it from here. And all the people along the road traveling with you, that great parade headed in the same direction, they're called saints, just like you. We're almost home. Can't you see my feet? Let's pray together. Gracious God, we give you thanks that in your mercy and kindness, you have created a home for us that is not just a mansion in heaven, but a home in your heart. And when we are on our journey there and we are stumbling and we're fumbling along the way, Lord, bear us up. And give us a consciousness of the great cloud of witnesses that surround us, those who have gone before, those whose names we remember before you today, who showed us the way of faith, and those who surround us and continue to walk with us, that we might be strengthened. For we are almost home. Amen.